Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Moed Katan. Today we are learning parak Aleph Mishnah Dalid and parak Aleph Mishnah Hay. As we continue learning the halachos of Chol HaMoed, we learned in the previous Mishnayos that you're allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed for a davar ha'avid in order to prevent some sort of financial loss. Now, our Mishnah here in Parak Aleph, Mishnah Dal, is going to teach us that even when Melacha is allowed on Chol HaMoed in order to prevent our financial loss, there are cases and situations in which the work must be done with a shinoi, which means that it must be done in an unusual way. Says the Mishnah, Sadin as Sa'eshos v'yasa akbarim misteha ilan u'misteha lavan shelo kidargo ba'moed uva'shvias. That you're allowed to trap. One of the 39 malachos on Shabbos is tzeda, which means trapping. So normally you can't trap on Shabbos and Yontif. You can trap on Chol HaMoed as well. But says the Mishnah, you're allowed to trap moles and mice in an orchard or grain field in the typical manner, meaning by digging holes and putting nets and so on and so forth on Chol HaMoed and during the Shemitah year, because these animals can ruin the crops, causing some sort of a financial loss, and therefore you're allowed to trap them on Chol HaMoed. The Chachamim disagree, however, but the Chachamim say, Misteha Ilan Kedarku, in an orchard, you can trap them in the typical way. However, Misteha Lavan Shelo Kedarku, but in a grain field, you can only trap them with a shino in an unusual manner, meaning instead of digging the holes in the typical fashion, one should put poles into the ground, moving them back and forth, and then pulling them out, thus creating a hole in which you can place the nets. That although a melacha may be done on Chol HaMoed in order to prevent a financial loss, there is a difference, according to the Chachamim, between a large loss and a small loss. To prevent a large loss, the melacha may be done in the regular way, but to prevent a small loss, a change from the usual manner is required. In the case of an orchard, the rodents can cause major damage, therefore their trap may be made in the typical way. And in the case of the grain fields, however, where the damage that they can cause is relatively small, only an unusual method is allowed. Finishing off the mission of the limitation on doing melacha and Chol HaMoed in order to prevent a small loss. Umekarin as hapirzo b'moed, you can close a gap in a fence surrounding a garden on Chol HaMoed, meaning you can fill a gap with rows of stone, but he may not cement them together. Even if thieves or animals enter the garden, the loss would be small. Therefore, you're not allowed to close the hole by cementing the stones together, because that is the usual way of building, which is not allowed to prevent such a small loss. Uveshriyas bonekidark, but during the Shemitah year, you are allowed to build even a new wall around his garden in the typical way, that although one must let poor people enter his property on Shemitah, he may build a small wall around the property, because the obligation to let people enter can be fulfilled simply by leaving the gate open. Continuing now with Perek Aleph Mishnah Hay. Now, any sort of activities that cause any sort of sadness are forbidden on Chol HaMoed, because the Torah commands us that you have to be v'samachta b'chagecha, you have to have a certain sense of simcha on the Yomim Tovim, and there can't be any sadness experienced on the Yomim Tovim. This Mishnah is therefore going to be discussing several activities that may be forbidden for this reason. Now, it begins with the act of inspecting tzara'as, which we've learned in Sefer Vayikra and Parshas Metzora, that a person who has tzara'as is called a metzora. He is tamei, and among other restrictions, he may not be inside any walled city in Eretz Yisrael. Now, one cannot become a metzora unless he is inspected by a kohen who declares that he is actually inflicted with this disease called tzara'as. The Mishnah discusses whether a kohen may inspect symptoms of tzara'as on Chol HaMoed. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Rowan es hanegoam betchila lahagel ovelo lahachmir, that a kohen may inspect possible tzara'as afflictions on Chol HaMoed in order to give a lenient ruling, but not to give a strict ruling. Meaning to say, a kohen may examine and analyze and assess the symptoms on Chol HaMoed and declare the person to be tahor if it is not tzara'as, because this does not cause sadness. As a matter of fact, it brings tremendous simcha. However, if the kohen discovers that it is in fact tzara'as, he must stay quiet and refrain from saying that he's tameh, because that would certainly cause a tremendous amount of sadness. The Chachamim omrim, but the Chachamim say, lo lahakil v'lo lahachmir, kohen may not inspect tzara'as affliction at all, whether to be lenient, whether to be strict, According to the Chachamim, if the Kohen were to find Saras, he would be obligated to rule it, no matter whether it's strict or not. Therefore, in order to avoid any sort of sadness, he must not examine possible Saras at all on Chol HaMoed. Continuing in the Mishnah, Va'odam Rabbi Meir said another kula, another leniency as it pertains to Chol HaMoed. He said, Melakit Adam Atzmos Aviv V'Ima, a person may gather the bones of his father and mother in order to rebury them, meaning, if he did not initially bury them in their appropriate place of burial, he is allowed to gather their bones on Chol HaMoed in order to rebury them there. Bibnei She'Simcha Hilo, because this is a source of tremendous joy for him to see his parents buried next to their ancestors and so on, and therefore you can certainly do that on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yossi says, Evel Hu Lo, that gathering his parents' bones for burial is a source of mourning for him because it reminds him of his parents' death, and therefore it is not allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed. And as the Bar Tanura points out, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Meir in either of these situations, in either of these areas of halacha. Now, finishing off the Mishnah with two activities that are not allowed even before Yom Tov, because they may cause one to be sad on Yom Tov itself. Says the Mishnah, Lo Ye'orer Adam Al Meiso, a person may not inspire grief for the loss of his dead relative, meaning he can't hire someone to inspire the members of his family to eulogize a relative who had died sometime earlier. V'lo yaspidenu, and he may not eulogize him, and he can't hire someone to deliver a eulogy for a relative who had just died. Kodem l'regel shloshim yom, during the 30 days before the Yom Tov, and since the sadness caused by eulogy does not significantly fade until 30 days have passed, the Chachamim forbade eulogizing within 30 days of Yom Tov in order to prevent any sort of sadness on the Yom Tov. Quick review, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet taught us, number one, the opinion of the Tanakhama that you can trap moles and mice in an orchard or grain field in the typical way on Chol HaMoed because you're preventing, and on Shemitah, because you're preventing any sort of loss for those animals that are going to harm and cause damage to your field. The Chachamim disagreed, and the Chachamim said no. That while it's true that you can do it, that you can make the typical traps, digging holes, placing nets, and so on in an orchard, because that's going to cause significant damage, and in a little grain field where the damage is going to be much less, you can only do the malacha in the typical way of trapping them when it comes to an orchard, but not when it comes to a grain field where the damage is going to be much less. Similarly, the Mishnah said that you can close a gap in a fence surrounding a garden on Chol HaMoed and filling the rows with stones and so on and so forth, but he can't cement them together because that would be doing it in the regular way, and the garden is going to be such an insignificant loss if the animals get in or someone steals, and therefore you would not be allowed to cement the fence closed on Chol HaMoed. But on the Shemitah year, the Mishnah said, you may build even a new wall around his garden in the typical way, because that is a totally different type of thing, and you can let them in through the main entrance by simply leaving the gate open. Then Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hei, discussed certain things that you can or can't do, in order to prevent people from being sad on Yom Tov. Reb Meir is of the opinion that we allow a Kohen to inspect possible Taras affliction Chol HaMoed, only to be makel, to be lenient, if he sees that it actually is Taras, and he has to keep his mouth shut. The Chachamim say that he shouldn't be inspecting and analyzing a Taras affliction at all, even to be lenient or to be strict. Certainly, we can't have him not say his opinion if it's actually Taras. We can't just keep him quiet, and then everyone's going to know that it is Taras, and he's going to be upset anyway. So the Chacham who would pass on of the opinion that you would do not have any Taras inspections taking place over Yom Tov. And Rav Meir said further that your persons can gather the bones of his father and rebury them in their appropriate burial plots. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, not to be pass on as well, because we assume that even though it's, you know, he might feel a little better that his parents are being buried in the appropriate place, at the end of the day, it's not a happy occasion, a happy thing to happen on Yom Tov. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us that a person is not allowed to inspire grief for the loss of his dead relative 30 days before the holiday. He can't hire someone to eulogize him and so on and so forth, because again, the eulogy and the pain from the eulogy is going to last 30 days, which we don't want to happen over the course of Yom Tov. Have a great day.